Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back. It's Sam Crowley live from the Kroger parking lot somewhere in the city of Cincinnati, Ohio. Live, I guess, if you're the one in my car right now. But you're listening to the recording today, August 29th, 2019 of the Everyday Saturday podcast, the number one motivational show on the planet, the one to get your day going the right way. You know, we have over 3,000 shows online. I don't know, maybe it's 5,000. Hell, it could be 10,000. I'm not quite sure. I lost track a few years ago, but if you can only get the 300 most recent of these on iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, you can head on over to everydaysaturday.com and you can find them all the way back to 2008, maybe 2007, as far back as it got. I sounded really bad, I think, back then. I don't know. Let me know. Hey, by the way, if you get a minute, can you leave a 5-star rating on iTunes? Hell, you can leave a 1-star rating. Love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Just let me know if you're listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast. No situation is permanent. No bad decision is permanent. And a lot of people need to hear that message today because, man, we're beating ourselves up for a lot of dumb things we do, but you know that's all just kind of temporary stuff, right? That's a message I want to share today on the podcast because, especially as an entrepreneur, boy, oh boy, get used to mistakes, get used to failure, and get used to, I don't know if you got to like it, but holy cow, just get used to it, I guess, you know? Because there's no decision that's going to have such a fatal impact on your business and on your life that you can't rebound from it. I know when you're in it, boy, it feels like you are stuck in quicksand. You made a bad move. You pivoted the wrong way. I get it, man. And I think the internet has a lot to do with that. Boy, what an unforgiving, place that can be a lot of times if you do something wrong and, you know, you didn't do it with bad intentions. And look, even if you did it with bad intentions, if you believe what I believe, you're forgiven as long as you ask for forgiveness. I mean, you don't need to go get it from people on the internet. You get it from God and you're good, man. I mean, look, there's so many people. How about athletes? You know, how about these college athletes or these high school kids who they get drafted? And I know this podcast goes out to people in over 100 countries, so I get it if you don't know the terminology I'm using right now. But, you know, these kids will get drafted out of high school into a college sport, and then from college they'll get drafted into professional basketball or football or baseball or anything like that. And then people start going back into their Twitter feed from 8 years ago to find out what they tweeted when they were 13 years old or 15 or even 19 years old, you know? And my God, can you imagine the unforgiveness, the lack of forgiveness? And so that's what we're molding these kids into, to be scared out of their mind that something they tweeted in eighth grade is going to be held against them when they're 28 years old and they got a family. That's insane, guys. And I think we take that with us. So let's segue into what that has to do with you. Well, what that has to do with you is being on the internet. Sometimes, especially for an online business, you do somebody wrong, we immediately, if you do something wrong, maybe you ship a product to them that didn't work right, or they bought a digital course that didn't download right, or maybe they bought your digital course product or your coaching and it didn't really vibe with them. Okay, great. You know, you ever had a cup of coffee that didn't vibe with you? You ever go to a restaurant, you know, and you had a bad steak? Did you stop eating steak? No, you just went to a different restaurant. Did you put the restaurant on blast mode? Not necessarily. Yeah, we all have bad service. And every now and again, we'll leave a negative review for someone. And that's okay. That's cool. I think that needs to be done to help keep businesses, especially local ones, accountable, that they just can't treat the customer like crap. But with that being said, if you're the person that is providing the business and the service and you get a bad review, okay, well, what can you learn from it? What's the message? And if you get several of them that say the same exact thing, what's the message in that? Like, you need to improve, okay? So go improve. Don't crawl up in the fetal position in the corner. But, man, on the opposite side, don't beat yourself up. Don't, because you'll never last as an entrepreneur. Yeah, and again, another sports reference, man, and I'm so sorry. I guess it shows how shallow I am. Sorry. Football here in the U.S., professional football, NFL football, the cornerback, the guy that is guarding the wide receiver, they're as good as how bad their memory is, man. They get burnt on a play, you know. Wide receiver goes 80 yards for a touchdown. The cornerback gets burnt like toast, and that cornerback has to come back out and forget it. Just forget that play ever happened. That's you as an entrepreneur. You got to forget that bad experience ever happened. You know, that product launch that you spent all that time and money on and nobody bought the product, I get it. It's not fun. It's not a great feeling, but it doesn't mean you're a failure. You know what? And here's the thing, and I'm not trying to be all, you know, like, you know, coddling people like they're a little puppy, but I will tell you this, and you got to understand this. At least you had the guts. At least you had the courage to try that product launch, to try to do something. Sadly, most people have no guts, no courage. They're playing it so incredibly safe. They're wrapped in bubble wrap walking around in life every single day trying not to get hurt. And if you're going to wrap yourself in bubble wrap, good luck with that life, man. That is no fun. It is zero fun. There's zero heroic in that. There's just, and it's not even the way life's supposed to be lived, man. We are designed to get out there, to take risks. Not to put our family in incredible risk, to not to do something stupid, although it's going to look stupid when you look back on it 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago was 2009 for me. We don't even have enough time in this podcast in a year for me to describe all the stupid things I did just in 2009. That was 10 years ago. Forget 20 years ago, you know, 1999. I mean, when I was 31 years old, my God. Where I'm going with all of this is if you're going to become an entrepreneur, embrace the fact that you're going to make 100 mistakes a day. But inside of that, inside of those 100 mistakes, it's going to be one thing, one idea, man. I'm telling you. And I see it happen every day, not only in my own business, in everybody's business that I watch, my clients included, where there's one idea that came out of that. It's like, oh, wow. Yeah, baby. That's right. Yes. Yeah, that. I'm going to build tomorrow on that idea, on that event, on that win. Because out of 100 losses, you know there's one win. They're not all losses. You know that. I mean, you know this stuff, but it's great to hear it from somebody else who also lives it every day. And I'm talking to people that take risks. I'm not talking to someone that goes to a job every day, punches in, punches out. There's nothing risky about that, except you risk the biggest of anybody out there. You've never lived life, you know. You've never lived life. If that's your life, punching in the clock, punching out the clock, reporting to the boss, getting that nice, crisp, white, starchy shirt from the cleaners on Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, so you can go do it again the next week. Yay! There's no risk in that, man. Hey, congrats on your 401k, if I didn't mention that. Congratulations on that. When you're 70 years old, you'll get a chance to actually live that with about, I don't know, mortality rate of 8 more years left, if you'll even live that long. I prefer to live life earlier, all right? Create memories, spend time with the people I love the most. And yeah, make a lot of mistakes and get laughed at and all that by people who never had the courage or the guts to go for their own dream. Those are the people noticing your mistakes. It's not me. Guys and girls like me who go out there and do it like you every day, we're not making fun of your mistakes. We're clapping, man. We're cheering you on. Yeah, we're laughing because we've all made them, but we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you like, oh my God, been there, done that, man. Been there, done that. Let's go. Keep moving. And when you mastermind, if you ever do create a mastermind or you're involved with one or a Facebook group, like I run masterminds and always have calls with my client, we laugh, man. We just laugh. What? You did that too? That's great. People who laugh at you never had the guts, man. They're laughing because what they're really doing is they're crying inside of themselves at that son of a gun, man. At least he's going out. And this is what they're thinking when they lay their pillow head down on their pillow at night. At least that person, he or she, Mike or Mary or Joe or Susie, at least they took a shot. I never took a shot. So to hide that pain and that insecurity that I have about never trying to play big in life at all, I'm going to laugh at them. Because what I'm really doing is I'm crying on the inside. So the next time you got anybody laughing at you, understand they're crying on the inside, that they never had the guts to do what you do. Quit beating yourself up. Nothing's fatal. Nothing is permanent. Everything is figure outable. Yes, you can bounce back. Yes, you will bounce back. And yes, you will look back at how awesome that season of your life was. look back. Think about now. Just fast forward 5 years. You're going to look back at today as, oh, my God. No, you're going to look back like, oh, what a blip on the radar that was, man. So try to get past it, 90 days, 120 days, and think about it's August 29th, 2019 today. I'm thinking about January 29th. I mean, I'm 4 months out, man. What am I going to be feeling like? Maybe a lot, hell of a lot colder right now in Cincinnati than I am right now. But I know I'm going to be looking back at the challenges in August thinking, huh, well, that's kind of a blip on the radar. And you will, too. And you will, too. Remember, nothing's fatal, man. Let's get after it. Let's go fail some today. Let's make a commitment. You and me, hit me up on the Instagram at Every Day is Saturday. Get up inside my DMs or follow me on Twitter and let me know, man. Let's commit to failing a lot today and next month because inside of those failures, man, are going to be the biggest wins of your life. You ready? Awesome. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.